Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Ken Grombach. We're talking about demographics. We're talking specifically about comparing European demographics and American demographics, European policies and American policies, and how all those come together to create a perfect storm of that's a nightmare or a very dynamic opportunity. And Ken, one of the things that you've told us in the last segment is how the demographic makeup of America is very fortunate that we're creating more people than more than replacements in America, and in the Americas, this whole Western Hemisphere is doing this. The other thing that's an advantage for America, and which I think is good news for all of us going forward, is we have a dynamism here that's coupled with our demographics, our constitution in America, our entrepreneurial DNA, our quest for excellence here, the history that we have, the taproot that we have in these kinds of things. All of that's going to come together, I think, to be good news for America, and it's going to contrast sharply with other parts of the world, isn't it?
Well, if you take a look at our individual contribution to GDP, your contribution to GDP as an individual in the United States is roughly $50,000 a year. That's what you contribute to GDP. If you take a look at China, the individual contribution to their GDP is $5,000. If you look at that in adjusted dollars, the last time the United States was at that level of contribution to GDP was 1850.
Wow, $5,000 per person. Yeah,
it's who we are. You want another one? Mm-hmm. You know, I was just talking to my friend Ebershot about North Korea. The individual contribution to GDP in North Korea is $130.
Wow.
Yeah. It just gives you an idea. I mean, of the spread. Now, we're not the best. I mean, there are other nations more efficient than us, but they're small nations.
Right.
I don't know what it is in Germany or Japan, but we're in a very good place. We are extremely efficient, and one of the things that we know how to do here is we know how to automate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
a good thing in a lot of ways. But it's also exacerbating the unemployment situation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I'll tell you what I believe is going to happen with the unemployment. I think the unemployment situation is going to disappear in 3 years. And I know that economists don't share my view, but
I agree with you on that. I think you're right about that.
It may be five.
I'm not so sure. Three, maybe five. Because we're continuing to find efficiencies. I mean, it takes half as many people to run a manufacturing plant today as it did 10 years ago.
Let's make more stuff. What's going to happen, Jim, is the pent-up, right now, boomers' retirement has been put on hold. As soon as the equity in their homes is restored, boomers will retire by the millions.
Right.
And retirement, by definition, is leaving.
But who's going to buy their house, Ken? That's one of the things I want to ask. Who's going to buy the baby boomers' house when they're ready to downsize?
I think what's going to happen is houses haven't sold in at least 4 years. By the time this clears up, the pent-up demand will be 5 and 6 years. I think there are going to be plenty of people to buy everything.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think a 6,000 square foot starter castle on a strip mined lot that people built are going to be difficult to sell, but I don't think most houses will be difficult to sell. I think there'll be huge pent up demand all the way around.
Well, I don't deny that there's going to be housing demand. I am concerned about whether the younger generations are going to have the same attitude about dream homes as their baby boomer parents and grandparents.
They don't. No, in fact, what we're seeing is Gen Y kids are thinking about 1,500 square foot self-sustaining homes, which means
and might even be. How many of them are going to be renting too, as opposed to owning?
There's going to be renting is like the new buying. And you know, you want to hear a weird one, and this one kind of freaks me out because I'm a car person.
Quickly, yeah.
Research shows that kids would rather be on the, have internet access than have an automobile.
Yeah.
Half of them.
Yeah. Interesting.
What the heck is that?
This is some of the things we're going to have to be facing. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Thanks for bringing us some of these thoughts and facts and opinions. Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Age Curve and Our Resident Demographer. He'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.